it's really important for us to hear the voice of God. When a child enters the world, the first thing it needs is the love and attention of his parents. This attention to their needs, loving touch, and bonding builds security into the child, and this security provides safety for the child to grow properly. Several years ago, I heard a story on America's National Public Radio. It was about this man who grew up in a Romanian orphanage. In the 80s and 90s, it came out that what was going on in these orphanages was they would just end up leaving children in their cribs for days on end without really any contact or any kind of physical contact with any parent or adult or anyone else. They just kind of lay in there with some food, and then they just kind of grew up on this crib. And as the world became aware of this, there was about 100,000 children in these institutions. It became clear that they had a wide range of mental and emotional problems. And here's a quote from the story. Without someone who is a reliable source of attention, affection, and stimulation, the wiring in the brain goes awry, and the result can be long-term mental and emotional problems. And as I read this story, what became obvious to me was how Christians are the same way. We need to hear the voice of the Father so that our brains can be wired in such a way that we can actually represent his kingdom here on earth. It's really, I think, for any new Christian, it's the first thing they really should be taught is how to hear the voice of the Father. In most follow-up material, we lead new Christians through the disciplines of the faith: assurance of salvation, how to read the Bible, the importance of fellowship, which all are very good things. And while I like most of the material, it's like sending a kid to school without giving them a home first. All the teaching in the world will not overcome the huge deficit created in a new believer that can't hear the voice of God for himself. Actually, let me say that again. All the teaching in the world will not overcome the huge deficit created in the new believer that can't hear the voice of God for himself. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." It's not limited to a select few. And in fact, the sheep are supposed to run away from another's voice. He's saying that each of us should know his voice and know it in such a way that when we hear a different voice, we know that we're not supposed to respond to a different voice, but we only respond to God. So we need to spend time listening to him. What does he sound like? What does his word say? And oftentimes we push reading the scriptures because they're the very words of God, which they are. But in reality, I think most of us are afraid that new Christians are going to be led astray. But the truth is, the enemy is already speaking to them. And the fact is, they're also already listening to him. They need to hear the voice of the Father to override those lies. The Father's words bring life, not condemnation. They bring hope and not despair. As I mentioned earlier, I thought I was supposed to speak last week. I posted on Facebook, which makes it official. Then I had to kind of go back and realize like I made an error. And, you know, the enemy took that opportunity to speak his lies into me. And the thing is, it doesn't sound like someone's speaking to you. It sounds like yourself. You're like, I'm an idiot. I'm always making mistakes. It's better I just hide. I shouldn't even go show my face because people are going to make fun of me. And the enemy, he didn't just talk to you about it. He's like telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm telling your friends too. Your friends are going to laugh at you. You know, they're going to say, man, he's an embarrassment. Kevin, he's a fool. I don't know if I want to be around Kevin anymore. And he might not be actually saying that to anyone. He probably didn't say it to anyone. Maybe, you know, my friends probably didn't have a single thought in those ways. But the thing is, that's what he told me. And I had to fight to believe the voice of the Father over the voice of the enemy. Even just to show up, even to come today, there's a part of me is like, you know, I tell you the truth, I didn't put it on Facebook again. But you know what? It's a choice we have to make. Are we going to believe the voice of the Father over the voice of the enemy? Let us start to trust our Heavenly Father with raising his own children. Jesus wants us to come to him. And without this attention and his words of life, we're like orphan children in that National Public Radio story. Our brains will not be wired effectively for the kingdom. So back to Luke 8. I'm really trying to set up this idea of what the parable the sower is trying to get at. What is the word of God? What is the seed that's being sown? So in Luke 8, this phrase includes the gospel being preached, but also includes the Bible, and it includes any time God wants to communicate to us. And it's really this communication how I want to read the passage today. So with this in mind, there are four ways we can respond to God speaking to us. God may send us inspiration in times of prayer, or just in the midst of our day, and we doubt it's from God. It lands on hard ground, and the enemy comes and steals it away. Other times, we hear from God, and while we're initially encouraged, we don't follow through with the word, and we lose it. And still other times, the word is pressed out of us because life tells us a different story. And then there are times, the great times, where his word, his voice to our, lands on our hearts, and he lands on good soil, and we find a crop that lends 100-fold. The truth is, we can maintain each of these four soils in our life. For one word we may hear from God, we respond perfectly with a good soil, but then the other times we might hear something that's not easy to accept, and it lands on the rocky soil. We need to maintain the good soil in our lives.